TORMIS, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the State Capital of Potsdam. With the kind support of history. Brandenburg Gate. Like Berlin, Potsdam too has its Brandenburg Gate. Known as the Little Brandenburg Gate, the Potsdam Gate was nonetheless built some 20 years before the famous monument in Berlin, as early as 1770. You had to pass through this gate if you wanted to leave the city in the direction of Brandenburg, hence the name. Passing through the gate in the direction of the city centre, Brandenburger Straße takes you to the 19th century Church of St. Peter and Paul. The Brandenburg Gate is one of three city gates still standing in Potsdam. In the 18th century, Potsdam became a garrison town, which called for two extensions to the city. With the second extension starting in 1733, the city wall was shifted so it now ran through this area. A simple wooden construction was originally built where today's Brandenburg Gate now stands. In 1770, Frederick the Great had the old gate replaced by a magnificent new construction built in the style of a Roman triumphal arch, the present-day Brandenburg Gate. The special thing about this gate is that two major architects were involved in its creation. Karl von Gontard designed the side facing the city, and his pupil Georg Christian Unger designed what was called the field side. The outward-facing side is copiously ornamented, and the fascia adorned with trophies. Above the cartouche sits the gilt Prussian crown. In front of the Brandenburg Gate is Luisenplatz Square. This likewise dates back to when the second city wall was built, around 1733. The name recalls the famous Prussian Queen Louisa. For a long time, the square was used as a car park and traffic junction. The Luisenplatz assumed its current form in 2001 in conjunction with the National Horticultural Show. Thanks for listening. The State Capital of Potsdam and History wish you a pleasant stay.